on creativity. I've always been at heart a creative person. For me, lacking the bodily coordination and visual dexterity required for visual artistic expression, my output has always been centered around words. From an early age, I was a writer, and although the quality of my writing may allow for some room for improvement and debate, writing has nonetheless been central to my life as a means of artistic expression. You may or may not write, or paint, or dance, or sing. You may not, in the end, be terribly interested in art or creativity. Truth be told, most people create little or nothing artistically, and that's fine. But if you do decide that you want to create, as you might imagine, I have a few thoughts to share on it. First, know and understand why you create. The reasons you express yourself artistically may vary, but be aware of what they are. If you create, you will likely do so because you feel compelled to some action. Somewhere in you, there will be a real stirring, a visceral need to create. Know yourself well enough to understand what drives this, what need this expression fulfills for you. Understand that when you create, there is a difference between creative output and creative input. Creative output is what you do and put into the world. This is your production, your poem, or your canvas, or your dance routine, or your song. Creative input is the feedback you receive from your audience. It's very important to understand how these two parts of the creative process interact with one another, because it can be very difficult to decouple output from input. To better understand creative input, that is, the feedback we receive from whomever consumes what it is that you've created, you must understand that in one way or another, anything you produce and share, you're selling. There are no exceptions to this. The act of sharing something with an audience is an act that functions as your request for payment. You may choose to share your creative product with the desire for collaborative feedback, in which case you're selling your creation to an audience with the desire to be paid with their feedback and expertise. You may choose to share your creative product for money, in which case your creative product has an easily defined, socially recognizable value. And you may choose to share your creative product with the desire to be paid in praise or attention, recognition. You may desire payment in more than one of these currencies simultaneously. Always be honest about what you're seeking when you share what you create. And always keep in mind what you are trying to receive as payment when you create a product to be sold. If you believe that you're creating art without the desire to be paid, imagine this scenario. Imagine that you performed some artistic or creative act for which you were quite proud. Feeling proud, you shared your creation with an audience. Now imagine that there was no reaction, no payment. Would you feel less proud? Would that sully your experience of that creative product? In many cases, I imagine that it would, and that is precisely because that act of sharing is a desire to be paid. When we are paid less than what we think we are worth, in any capacity, our perception of our own value may diminish. How can you guard against this? Well, for simple exchanges, such as monetary exchanges, be realistic about what you've created, its marketable value, and how you will feel upon selling what you create. Understand that if money is the motivator, the process is potentially a straightforward transaction, but that the audience has some control over the product you create. Decide what creative products matter to you artistically and emotionally, and be honest about how you value these. Be mindful, always, of how much input you take in and where that input comes from. No one creates in a bubble. Everyone who creates, who expresses themselves artistically, does so because they have a desire to be seen, heard, understood, loved, or admired. Creation without an audience is a lonely, pointless endeavor. Similarly, being paid by an audience or with a currency that you don't select is capricious and hollow. Choose your audience actively. Make known your intentions. Solicit the kind of feedback you want, but only from the people you care about. To share a creation is to be vulnerable. Be selective, always, in who you want to validate and to criticize you. This will allow you to choose how you want to be paid and who has a right in your heart to tender that payment. Know your desired currency. Work to actively filter out validation and criticism that comes in bulk rather than from those individuals whose payment you desire. Choose your currency and your patrons wisely, and you will be vastly more satisfied, less anxious, and more in control of your process and product. A final note. There are some times when you may choose to create, and you will be your own audience. You will create for the love of doing it. And with that in mind, you will be the one who both produces and consumes your creation. When you do this, the only standard that you will need to meet will be your own. Be aware of what it is in you that creating feeds, and understand your standards. Create, in these times, in a way that fulfills your standards. Treat yourself to the process and the product, and do so in a way that recognizes that the act of creating for oneself is a privilege. It is a privilege of time and leisure and resources. Honor that privilege by creating in a way that is genuinely fulfilling to you. Set your standards high and meet them.